Yeah, threw it away, giving a silly penalty away when we did at the time when we were looking to try and get that all important goal that would make Crystal Palace open up that little bit more. And sadly, in the last two games here against Liverpool and here now against Crystal Palace, we've given three penalties away, which has lost us two games of football that we shouldn't have really lost. But we have to say it's our responsibility to not give the penalties away when we're playing in games of football at this level, and I think that we've got to be, more disciplined in that way. Even though one of the penalties was never a penalty against Liverpool, the other two were, and this one was a very costly one today.
That said, should Andy Carroll have had a penalty in the first half?
Yes, I think so. But it comes and it goes, and I thought the referee was in a great position to give it. I've seen it on the laptop, and there is no attempt by Scott Dan whatsoever to play the ball, and completely upends Andy Carroll. Andy Carroll doesn't go down very lightly, as everybody knows. So he's going to run to try and head the ball, and he's impeded, can't head the ball. So it's a blatant penalty for me. But in that term, we've only had two penalties all season. We've played two home games here and had three penalties against in the last two games. So it's not evened itself out from that point of view this season. But it's disappointing today after approaching the game the right way to break down Crystal Palace and not taking the opportunities that we did create against a very resilient team is very disappointing as well. So at both ends today, it's been a disappointing end to what was hopefully going to be, a good performance and a good result for us today to just get us back on track going into the last three games.
That said, there's still a fair distance between you and the bottom three there, Sam. Do you think one more win should get you over the line?
Yeah, no doubt about that now. You look at the other lads now and where they are with three games to go, and Cardiff and obviously Sunderland are on 26, Fulham are on 30, we're on 37 with a better goal difference. So both of their two are going to have to win all three to get past us in terms of goal difference. So we're nearly there, but we wanted to get the win today, and with such an heart-wrenching day for us all, really, on Dylan. It would have been nice had we won the game as well, but it wasn't to be.
Talk about Dylan, Sam. It was just such a beautiful minute's applause, if you can have a beautiful minute's applause, but done with such class as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, we didn't know whether the family wanted a minute's silence or a minute's applause, but they asked for a minute's applause, and obviously the participation from everybody was obviously heartfelt, I think, throughout the ground. And you worry about football and you in some terms, and today in reality terms, football doesn't mean an awful lot, does it, when you see such a young man at first hand fight so hard and so desperate for life over the last 2.5 years since I've been here. It's just a great shame he never pulled through.
Such strength as well. You've retired his shirt number 38. The way they carried that shirt towards the centre circle and just laid it on the centre spot.
Well, their whole life was Dylan. They moved from Australia to be with him while he tried to progress as a professional footballer here. And Dylan, most of Dylan's fight was about the dream to come back and play football. I think that gave him the strength to fight this cancer as long as he fought it. And the times he made full recoveries after such severe treatments was miraculous. And so when it's finally not worked in the end, we're all so very, very sad for his family particularly. And what we did today is, hopefully helps in a small way.